community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Accrington, Stanley and Dangerous Sports. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Phoenix FM. You have just missed an excellent session from El Damer. But fear not if you missed it, because you can go back to the website and listen to it from tomorrow onwards. And we still have the guys from El Damer in the studio. Hello again.
Hello again.
Hello, is it still there? That's great. Okay, so let's introduce you. We've got Flo and Giulio and Daniele.
Yeah.
Daniele, yeah, still getting it right. That's great. Now, you came down to Brentwood last year. You took part in our Battle Stage competition, which was a Battle of the Bands competition, made the final. Unfortunately, you didn't win. I didn't pick the winner. I just like to say that, okay, and we'll move on. But you had you had a different trio last year. What happened? We had Lika on bass, was that right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And what happened?
She left the band for other projects. She's more in video business, you know.
Oh, right,
film
okay.
business, so that's why. And the last gig we played with her, I just announced that, you know, during the last song, saying, okay, we're looking for a new bass player, so if there is anyone in the audience.
And I was in the audience.
And that was just convenient. It's like, is there a doctor in the house? It was that kind of
yeah.
thing, was it? And,
yeah,
and you put your hand up.
And I had arrived in London 4 days before.
Right.
And so I was just out, you know, looking for what kind of music is played in London, to know the venues and see the bands. And, well, and,
yeah.
I used to play guitar in Italy, but now they needed a bass player. Mm. So basically I told them, well, okay, I can play the bass. And so now here I am.
It must be fate. These things happen for a reason, don't
yeah.
they? Now, you are a London band officially, or that's how I like to call you, a London band, but none of you are originally from London. You're from Italy yourself, so right?
Yes.
Which part of Italy?
Close to Venice.
Oh, very nice, town. Very nice. Yeah.
Well, me too. And,
oh, you're both from the same part of Italy, is it?
Yeah, exactly. Kind of, but we're not here.
30 minutes.
Ah, coincidental. And Flo, you're from?
Strasbourg.
Strasbourg, in France.
It's border France-Germany. So some people in France think it's in Germany. And
right.
some people in Germany think it's in Germany as well. So it's quite confusing.
Do people think you have a German accent when you speak in French? Is it like that?
Possibly, yeah.
I can't notice it. Anyway, okay, but of course the name of the band sounds Spanish, starting with an L, E-L, for Damer. I mean, what does El Damer mean?
It means a never-ending movement. In right. Berber, you know, it's in West Africa, Northwest.
Ah, right.
And
okay.
a friend of mine, she's from that region of the world, and we're looking for a name of the band, but I didn't want, like, English or French name. So I asked her, what is, like, music for you? And say, oh, it's... We can say never-ending movements, El Damer, so that's okay, let's take that.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay. Now, we've heard what you sound like acoustically. We haven't heard what you sound like with the full band. Well, we have, but we're not hearing it tonight. how would you describe your sound? When you're playing with the full band and everything's plugged in, what do you think you sound like? How do you sound?
What do you think, Daniele?
Oh, rock sound.
Yeah, it's right. Yeah.
It's just a kick-butt rock and roll band, is it?
Oh, kind of I thing. Wouldn't say that. I mean, it's
yeah.
rock, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
let's see Flo as some.
A DJ from Manchester said last time, he said, yeah, it's like a mix of classic rock and new experiences we want to hear. So, I mean, yeah, it was quite good to listen to that. So I said,
yeah, because you've got some interesting influences as a band. I approve of all of these, I should point out. And you've listed quite a diverse selection of bands as influences. You've got the Beatles, the Doors, King Crimson, which
yeah.
is great. Queen, Radiohead, Bloc Party, Beastie
yeah.
Boys, Doves. Now, not a lot of people would put Queen and Bloc Party and King Crimson on the same line, I don't think.
I don't know, I was just raised with that, so that's it.
So everything you hear, it's good to hear. Everything you hear, there's a little bit of the influence from each band maybe in the music, is there?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I'm from like a small village, like 600 souls, and we just had like 2-3 CDs. It was the White Album,
right.
The Doors and Pink Floyd, that's okay. And I just listened to that during 5 years.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I don't know for Giulio, I know they both of them loves Aria. It's an Italian band, right?
Yeah, of course, it's a great yeah. Italian band, but it's a jazz rock band.
Oh, okay.
From the 70s. We happened to they happened to play here in London last week, and we went to see them, but I wouldn't say that they are my reference band. I also like King Crimson
yeah.
very much. And all the progressive rock with Yes and Genesis and Caravan.
Yeah.
Which is always worth mentioning on the radio, especially here. I mean.
Yeah. Close, well, we've got a
somehow close to Canterbury.
We are close, and we've got a presenter, Steve Davis, on Monday nights. He's well known as being a snooker player. And I'm explaining it to you now because you've all looked at me quite blankly, which is brilliant. He's well known in the UK. He's 6 times world snooker champion, but he also does a progressive music show for Phoenix because he lives I don't know where he lives. He lives somewhere around here, but he's been doing the show for 15 years on and off. And he doesn't really play Genesis and Yes, but he does play the Canterbury stuff. Uh-huh. And he loves Canterbury, and then he also loves Zool and Rio, and it goes quite a bit more avant-garde after that. But he's a particular Canterbury fan, so we get a lot of, you know, Caravan and Camel and Gong and that kind of thing, and Hatfield and the North,
yeah,
and those kind of things. But yeah, no, it's a good selection of influences. So and that kind of comes out in your own music. Obviously, it's music you like and you grew up with.
Yeah.
And
I think that in a way or another, even if you don't really think of putting something from the bands that you love, in the end, something will come out, will turn out in your in your music that shows where you come from.
Yeah, you can't escape it, can you? It's always there in the background. Yeah,
we forgot to put, but it's under discussion to put Susan Boyle, but we're still talking about that. So I'm quite a big fan.
When she starts writing her own stuff, I'll go along with that. Yeah, I think that's a fair point. Okay, well, you've played 4 songs today, and all sounding very good. And we have I should just say hello to Andy, who's in the chat room, who said that was very good, excellent music, guys. So
Andy
Funkel in Hertfordshire, listening in. And we had 4 songs, but you've just released your first single, is that right?
The first UK single.
Single. Okay, so you've had singles elsewhere, but not in the UK.
I mean, with that lineup, is the first single.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, sure.
Like international lineup.
And I won't say new improved, or it is new improved, I suppose, isn't it? New improved lineup. And that was Bad Kiddo, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that was
released.
So, are you playing any gigs to support the release of the single?
Of course.
Excellent.
So I think that the next one is the Paradise in London on May the 22nd, and probably the Vibe Bar in June.
The 9th of June.
The 9th, yeah, and then...
And the 15th of June, we have another gig somewhere in London. I think it's in East London.
Yeah, but...
Everything is written on our website anyway.
Yeah, so. Of course, this is a good point to mention, the website. You just
very
go to eldeyma.com, which is eldeyma.com, and you'll find a brand new website with all of the gigs and all of our video clips. And there's the Bad Kiddo video clip coming out very soon.
Next week, yeah.
Next week.
Because you've got a trailer at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. There's a trailer, which is taken from the recordings, from the recording session that we did at the Premises Studios in London. Mm-hmm. And so eldeyma.com. And from there you can go to YouTube or download the single from iTunes. Check out our Facebook page and like it.
You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everywhere.
It's everywhere now, isn't it? It's almost like you just type the name in and everything comes up in Google now, one after another. So lots of places we can find your music. Will there be an album following the single?
You never
question.
Know.
We never know. We work on the second single and on the third single because, strangely, we have a video clip ready for the new single, but we have no song. So this is a really strange situation. And we would like to release one of the new, like, for example, B-side in September.
Right.
Because I think we need like to put a record on a tape, like nice, sweet song, not just rock music, because rock is fine, but sometimes you can just project your souls on something. It's way more interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a long process, but it's on the horizon somewhere.
Yeah.
It's part of the master plan. Okay. We mentioned a few gigs as well. I think we can mention a gig in Brentwood, can we?
Yeah.
We could mention that now. You should be playing the Brentwood Festival. We do believe. Is that correct? That's your very new addition to the bill. So you will be at the on the Brentwood Festival weekend on the Sunday.
Yes.
Hopefully,
so July the 20th.
Yeah, exactly.
July the 20th. So for our FM listeners, if they like what they hear, then head down there and they'll get a extra treat. You'll be there on the stage playing away, which is good news. Okay, so what else do you think the future holds for the band?
I mean, everything is going so fast for us right now. It's really good, but we have to, you know, eat, and so we work on the side, and yeah, it's quite difficult sometimes. So yeah, it's, we have like a small label called History Records taking care of us, but it's, as I said, it's a small label, so it just can do what they can do. So we all the time looking for bigger producer. That's why you mentioned the album. Without producer like a big one, you can't have a proper album.
Yeah.
So we're just, you know, working like singles through singles and step by step.
Excellent. Okay, so there's lots more, hopefully, lots more gigs, more music, so you'll be sticking around for a while, which is fantastic, and people will be able to, and we already mentioned where people can find out about you, eldamer.com, and that's got all your links to all the stuff that you can buy, all the gigs you're going to, and all your videos, and brilliant. Well, I'd like to say thank you very much for taking the time to come over to Brentwood tonight. Again, great to see you.
Thank you, Paul.
Session was brilliant, really enjoyed it, and look forward to hearing more stuff from you soon. And of course, next week we'll play the proper recording of Bad Kiddo as well, because I don't have it at the moment. We're going to sort that out, aren't we? So Flo, Julia, and Daniele, thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.